see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program today. I guess the title of it tells you about where I'm headed, who guides me. Today, well, every day, my name is Thomas Campbell, but today we're going to talk about or go into part two of the Twin Goals and Illuminati. And then toward the last part of the program today, I want to talk about who the Antichrist is. You're not going to get a name from me because I don't do that. And one reason I don't, because nobody else knows. Everybody guesses. It's Raj Patel, it's Obama, it's Prince William, Prince Harry, Prince Charles. Oh, I don't know. They got all sorts of Jesus Christ coming out of the woodwork and Antichrist coming out of the woodwork and so forth and so on. But nobody really knows. But I'm going to give you some characteristics according to the Bible and according to their own, the Illuminati's own description of who they know they want to be, who they have that's been working behind the scenes all along. I have a description of the false prophet. And the Antichrist, he comes out of the Bible. The Bible tells you his characteristics, but it doesn't say who it is. There have been many Antichrists, but there's only one that will be in the last days to be the last one. You see. When they say there'll be many antichrists in the world, because Satan has tried many times to fulfill his new world order. It's not been allowed. They don't establish when God's going to allow this to happen, the full publicly announced new world order. Only God knows when, only God will allow it. But Satan's been working hard on the weakest link. And that's mankind. And our lusts and desires and our desire to want to be gods ourselves. Oh, yeah, that's what they're all saying. Genesis 3:2:2, the elite think they're gods. They even use the Bible, say you would be as gods. But what the Copelands and Hagees and Joyce Myers and all these don't tell the public is that the gods that the Bible talks about isn't God's divine. But it's God's as administrators of justice to fulfill God's laws. Mankind had to follow up with the laws to also deal out punishment based on the Ten Commandments. Change those against God, then you're going to cause God to pull away. You see, that's how they're operating. And it's working. Because once they get the states, in the United States, for example, to justify homosexual marriage and to allow abortion to become legal, when they pass the Euthanasia Act in Oregon that they're working very hard at, while you're all worried about Flight 370 and the new Warren Commission or whatever they're going to pull up, the 911 new commission to study why a 7th building went down, whatever, you know, to keep you all busy, keep people busy. They're working on legislation to pass the euthanasia bill to allow children to euthanize themselves in Oregon while everybody else is sleeping to make sure it gets passed. It's very needed for them to allow children to euthanize themselves where the parents can't say a word. Nobody's raised a cane about that at all, not a word. We still got the HPV vaccination. It's killing young girls and sterilizing them. That's a fact. And the young boys, too. Nobody's saying a word. They got their nose stuck in Dancing with the Stars. No pun intended. I just thought about that. And football and golf and whatever else. They're all stuck in the country club while their country is falling apart in front of them, behind them and under them and around them. They complain about it over the coffee or tea or me or whatever they want to call about. Complain about, oh, this world is going to hell, the United States is doing this. And yet when you tell them why, they get this blank look in their eyes and look at you like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, aren't you? And you say, well, I'm going to tell you why this is happening. Well, I don't hear all that, but you're like, well, okay, then why are you complaining about it then? It's a catch-22. You tell them about the goals of the Illuminati, don't want to hear about it, yet they complain that the laws are changing, the United States is going to hell in a handbasket, et cetera, and yet they don't want to know why. That don't make sense to me. Maybe other people make sense to them, but not to me. I'd want to know exactly why. And the 21 goals, Illuminati, 21 goals, that's actually, that's a understatement. That's not even coming close to the reality. It just gives you it's just kind of scratching the surface as to what's really going on. It's so intricate. It's amazing. It is. Now, I'm going to have another radio program as a guest that I had like before with Barbara Mack on Thursday morning at 7 o'clock. I'll be putting that out on my Facebook and my newsletter. Family, I want to dedicate the broadcast. And then I want to get started to talk about goals of Illuminati, and that's going to hit a whole lot of side trails that explain how this has been put together. And then to keep me on track, I started explaining to you a little bit about the Antichrist or the characteristics of the real Antichrist and the false prophet. Remind you, if you would for me, please, go to Talkstream Live. and find my picture there. You click on the picture, and you'll come up to a page of some sort that's got my name on it, and you hit that green bar, and it opens up a media player. You can click out of that once you do that if you want to, and then hit the picture.
Find my picture,
picture,
there.
Picture again. That was me. It works. What do you know? And you hit the picture, and you go back to my website. So both of those would be good if you could do that twice today, once first hour and the second hour. So you do it again, do it now, between now and 5, and then do it again after 5. I'm just curious as to how I'm getting out and how, if I'm touching people, if I'm even getting out to people. We have, those are my regular listeners, we have out of about 90 radio shows between 4 and 6, we've maintained position 21 and the 30 consistently. So we're doing okay, and that's all that matters is that we're getting out. I have no other reason to want to find out other than we're getting out to people and what the interest is. I know that I start losing listeners. You're going to love this. You're not going to love it, but I notice I start losing listeners when you talk more about the Bible and about God. That's not disturbing, but that's perplexing. Is there a degree of disturbing and perplexing? Is that a different degree? Family, it all boils down to the supernatural. You know, we could talk all day about the secular events, the political, the economic, the buy gold, I don't know, whatever y'all into. Talk about the Bundy Ranch and the Fukushima and Agenda 21 and Flight 370 and just all down the line. But I can guarantee you, you will not come to any solution. But you'll have a whole lot of fear and worry. What I try to do in my broadcast, I try to even it out to tell you the threats, a threat assessment of sort. But what are some solutions to it? Where's the threat really coming from? That to me is the most important, is the solution, are the solutions. Florida teacher, no Bible in free times. It's just all coming around, man. These Freemason Eastern Stars that are school teachers are falling right in line with their agenda of the Illuminati. Some of them don't even know it. Some of them are scared for the job because there are no jobs. Therefore, they'll do what they're told to do. Rand Paul, I'm at war with GOP. He's not at war with anybody. They're all part of this agenda. The only wild card are the different Illuminatis that's going against each other for fighting for the top, being the top dog. That's the only wild card you got. There's no impeachment. There's no arresting and all that. When they say they're going to, it's a facade. It's a lie. You see, every one of them. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the news, about some things that I've seen, that, but not a lot about it. I want to go right on into the 21 goals of Illuminati, and that actually would bring in some of the news, because the news would be the verification of their plan coming into fruition. You see. So. I tell you, the more you're going to work for God, the more interruptions you're going to get. That's a guarantee. The closer you get, electronically and otherwise. It almost makes you laugh because you see, wow, it's really working that you're causing the supernatural to get unsettled. And you see these things happen in front of you, around you, and people don't even know. It's amazing. Lord, we come today in front of you today. Father, we pray. And we pray today and dedicate this program, Lord, as we do every day. Father, to you, Lord, Son, to the Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, that died on the cross for our sins, rose from the dead, and ascended to heaven, is returning in the same way. Father, we know that day is yet to come. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have that we can come together, we can pray, we can help others, we can witness to others, and Lord, that you guide us through your Holy Spirit for the truth that's out there, that, Father, that's not being told. That, Father, you use your watchmen, use those, Father, that give us that discernment and wisdom that we can spread the truth. And Lord, to keep us straight through conviction of our sins that we take in our own lust or our own desires, that, Father, you put us on the right track through your conviction of the Spirit. Father, we thank you for these trials and tribulations, the hard times you give us, that, Lord, to make us stronger, to remind us that we're not all that, that, Father, that you are, and that, Father, we are your servants and your children. Lord, we thank you for this, that you've provided the way that we can come to heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible and the Father, you brought it to us through the lives of many that, Father, you brought to you anyway, that but through that through those sacrifices over the thousands of years, you've brought to us your holy word for these days and times of today. Put together by the real lives of those you've chosen and those who are obedient, that, Lord, you've given us that word right before us today in the King James Bible. Father, we pray for our families, Lord, that you'll spread the blood of Jesus around them, protect them. That, Lord, they're going to be used as weapons, they're going to be used as pawns, and they're going to be attacked as themselves as well. That, Lord, you'll soften the hearts of those that are high-minded, and those, Father, that's low, that you'll bring them up. That, Lord, that we'll all be under your protective shield. And, Lord, to guide us along this path. We ask you, Father, to bless and keep and minister to those returning veterans, Lord, that they've been damaged because of orchestrated attempts to reduce their effectiveness and reduce their ability to respond. That, Lord, they've been attacked by their own country, by their own government, by the Illuminati, by the Jesuits. That, Lord, that they're targeted individuals in order to bring about this new world order. That, Lord, that their souls not be lost because divine appointments will be set up, Lord, that will lead them to the truth about Jesus. Father, we pray for those divine appointments to happen from family, loved ones, or wherever, Father, that the truth will be brought to them. And, Lord, to render ineffective those psychotropic drugs that's put in their bodies, the microchips that's in the pills and the microscopic implants have been put in their bodies, that, Lord, you'll render it null and void, and to silence the voices in their head that's been going on through technology. And, Lord, to destroy the hypnosis that's been put upon them through the drugs and voice-to-skull technologies that's been induced to them. That, Lord, to bring up whistleblowers to expose this attack upon our own veterans. Lord, we pray for children that's been abducted, especially for the ones in Nigeria, that, Lord, that somehow you bring together groups of people that's going to find these lost girls. And, Lord, to expose these Illuminati, expose these subversives that are kidnapping and fulfilling the agenda of Satan, that, Lord, they'll be exposed and the girls returned to their families. We pray for those, Father, in the disasters of in the Midwest of these tornadoes, of the disaster of water in the Korea, the fires in California, and the water in Alabama and Florida, that, Father, those families will be administered to. And, Father, we pray for those in Afghanistan that suffered an entire village wiped out by a landslide, that, Father, that you'll use these events, these tragedies, Lord, to bring the grace of Jesus upon them, that some will be converted and accept Jesus as Savior. Use these events, Lord, for these tragedies in your name and your glory. That these aren't coming from you, Lord, we know. But, Father, I know that you'll be blamed because of the tribulations that are being attributed to you, that they're caused by Satan. That, Father, this isn't the wrath of God, that the wrath of God is yet to come. But, Father, to expose the evil for what it is. Father, we pray for courage to be brought to these, those to clergy of all types, that, Lord, they'll come out of the church and start witnessing the truth about Jesus. To come out of the church and get rid of all these heretical Bibles and take up the King James Bible. That, Lord, that's the only true word of God. That, Father, there'll be an outpouring of the Spirit. They'll be unleashed on this country to bring out the true church of God. That's of no denomination, but it's of the Savior Jesus Christ alone. That's why, Father, we pray, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves individually and our families and everything that belongs to us. And Lord, we ask you for the giant warrior angels to be loosed from heaven, to come down and surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, to break down and undam and blow up all the walls of protection around all these witches, these warlocks, these wizards, and Satanists and all the like. And we ask the Holy Spirit to break the power of all these curses, these hexes, vexes, spells, charms, and fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control. And these jinxes and potions and bewitchments they produce, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain they inflict, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent my way, our family members' way, or the listeners' way today, and return it and the demons to the senders right now back to them in sevenfold and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls will also find the light of your Son, Jesus, that their own snares and traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask the Holy Spirit to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And so they too, they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. And Father, that's why we pray on the belt of truth, that Father, through your wisdom and counseling, that our hope and our strength is brought forth. That we put on the breastplate of righteousness for showing us the truth about ourselves. On our own, we can never be good enough to live in your presence, but through your Lord Jesus Christ and by us being the example for him, like him, that Father, we're putting on the breastplate of righteousness to help us along the way with the trials and tribulations and convictions. And thank you for forgiving us and for filling us with your righteous life. Father, we put on the shields, the sandals of peace. We thank you for the peace you give us when we trust and follow you. And Father, that others can receive that peace and finally rest in your love and forgiveness. But be strengthened by your conviction and chastisement when we fall away. We pray into our arms the shield of faith, that we have the faith in you, that we can choose and count on everything you've shown us about yourself, and everything you've promised in your word will come true. And Father, we put on this helmet of salvation, and we thank you for promising us salvation, both for today's battles and all eternity. And Father, in our hand to put the sword of the Spirit, and that is the word of God contained through the King James Bible, to cut through deceptions and gain your victory in any battle that we might face today. And that's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, we're up against a supernatural war. But right now, on this broadcast, and my broadcast normally, I like to talk about some of the secular events in our lives which are administered by Satan, carried through by your kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers and congressmen and CEOs of various corporations, all the secret societies, all the secret intelligence agencies who work together, every doggone one of them. And the only saving grace they have is they fight each other. One trying to make the other look like the good guys, and neither one of them are good guys. You've got these fallen angels, these demons coming down, one to look good, one to look bad. Well, I got news for you. The good witch of the north is a witch. The bad witch of the east is a witch. Which witch is good? Neither of the witches are good. Both are witches. Hope you copy that down. I'll never be able to repeat it. I just made that up. Probably shows, don't it? Family, this is the truth of what's going on today. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care who it is, how intelligent that they are, unless they understand the supernatural, their books are worthless. They'll never understand why things are happening in this world. And it doesn't matter if they're from MIT, Harvard, Yale, or any other school at that level, or down to Wake Forest, or, I don't know, Kansas Community College. It don't make a lick of difference. And I'm not picking on Kansas. Don't start getting funny on me. It could be, I go, 50, I could use. But I got something here to consider. How about this? Before I get started on some of the little bit of news I've got. And then we'll jump into the 21 goals. And then we'll talk about the Antichrist. But here's something to consider. Think about this for a minute. You got Dr. Chester M. Pierce. You've got all these doctors and theologians and I don't know what else coming out of Harvard for ever how long Harvard was ever been a college. And this goes for every college in America. I can tell you that right now. They're all colleges of humanism, Marxism, and they have, in fact, a resident Marxist humanist scholar in every college that makes sure that college follows inextricably the Humanist Manifesto, and if one teacher gets out of line, they will warn that teacher or fire that teacher within 24 hours. They're not playing games. They're not playing around. Every public school in America was designed to be a school of humanism and Marxism. All this time, since 1908, till now, they've manipulated that even when we were going through high school and the old 1960s and 70s, we didn't know we'd be manipulated by Freemasonry and humanism controlling the school system to dumb down, to control, leading us to the New World Order in phases, perfectly designed. We all were led to believe it's a free country, we're living free. That's the biggest bunch of baloney. We've never been free. FDR confirms this. I'm not making this up. FDR confirms it March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors in front of the audience of three congressional committees. Matter of fact, Senator Lundeen, I'm not going to say it off today, but Senator Lundeen was a witness and wrote it down, the statement that FDR made March 4th, 1939. Now, if you go on my website, or not, your choice, but if you go on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and you look up the timeline, and you would go down the timeline of a 200-page timeline, I've got extreme detail there. Go to March 4th, 1939, you can read the statement that FDR made. It's absolutely horrific. It is a statement that summarizes the attitude, the agenda of every American president we've had, with exception later of George Washington, James Adams, Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. The others have been traitors to this country, all of them, from Obama and even George Washington, until he just came around and started realizing he's been manipulated by the Fabians from Europe. He pulled away from Freemasonry. He turned down many offers to be the main Mason in the United States. He turned it down. John Adams wasn't such a bad guy after all. Thomas Jefferson, one of the worst ones. Family, do the history on it, but not the history in the history books. It's a bunch of baloney. But here's the point I wanted to bring before I get started here. It came to me this morning. It's just this. Something to consider, I call it. Paul, who put in 12 books of the Bible, arguably maybe 13, Hebrews is the wild card. Some theologians say that because of the wording of the Hebrews, that it sounds like Paul's writing. Others say it was unknown. Either way, it was inspired by God, or it wouldn't be in the King James Bible. Book of Jasher, Book of Enoch, all of them do not belong in the King James Bible, never did. They parroted what they knew already, just wrote it down. It's referred to in the Bible, sure, but wasn't inspired by God. Jasher was not inspired by God, but he copied, he knew of, the scriptures anyway that was inspired by God. So it is referred to in the Book of Jasher, is referred to in the Bible, but doesn't mean it should be a part of the canon. And Book of Enoch was never written by Enoch. They confirmed that it is written around the first century. Well, Enoch was taken three generations before the flood. His prophecy was passed on, yes. A book, it doesn't say that in the Bible. People are intermingling and confusing what the prophecy versus book. Prophecy is carried down by words, around the campfire kind of thing. Not, well, here's the Book of Enoch, we got it wrapped in plastic, and when the water comes down, make sure it's put in the refrigerator or whatever. They didn't have that. They wouldn't put in the ark either. There was no Book of Enoch. The Book of Enoch, that's a testimony of the fallen angels, by the way, and it's not accurate. So if it's a book about inspired by God, then God made some mistakes there. And our God don't make mistakes. No, the Book of Enoch was never written by Enoch. It's written as a testimony of the fallen angels. Does it have truth in it? Yeah, about the fallen angels. That's about all. But here's the point. Paul and John of Patmos and Paul of New Testament, both disciples of Christ because they saw Jesus Christ. Paul did too. 38 other prophets of the Bible, going back to Moses. Here's something to consider. Not a one of them attended any college, synagogue, or chapel. How about that? Anybody ever consider that? And yet the book that they've written has lasted through thousands and thousands and thousands of years, accumulated into Antioch, hidden in the Alps. That's why you have the Dark Ages, because God's word was put away. Not the garbage that the Douay Rheims and the Vaticanus and Americanus and I don't know, whatever canus it is, don't matter. Comes from Origen, a corrupted version of the true scrolls, to Jerome, Eusebius. That's all corrupted versions of the real scrolls and the real manuscripts, kept hidden through the Alps, not to be revealed until Erasmus and Textus Receptus. Still not complete until King James formed in 1604. So he used the Textus Receptus. They agreed to use the Masoretic text, which came from God to Moses, all God inspired, to make the true word of God in the King James Bible. There's not one theologian ever can show you one contradiction or one misstatement of fact. Not one in all of 400 years. And then you trace it back. You can literally trace the King James Bible back, literally, from its source, from its original writers, same thing, to being inspired by God, to the individuals. God is the creator, which makes the King James Bible the oldest book on the face of this planet and the only true word of God brought to you in English. Because the Jews failed to bring the word of God to mankind. So God passes the time of the Gentiles. It's in the Bible. Until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And it was talking about the Word of God. And that means it was put in English, a universal language, not Hebrew, not Greek. That was translated from Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Latin, and Aramaic, Latin, Greek, Latin, into English, I into J, became Jesus. Not Yeshua, not Jeshua, not Yahweh. Yahweh, the Tetragrammaton, is Satan spelled backwards. And that YVVH or whatever it is. I'm not going to go into all that. I'm going to stop right there before I get involved in it. That's not what we're talking about. Let's go back to what I was talking about. Something to consider. That John of Patmos didn't have any college. Yet he predicted with 100% accuracy of what's going to happen today and what's going on by this book that the called Revelation. If the Illuminati and Satan were in control, either the Vatican or whatever, how you want to look at it, have been in control all along, then why only now are they getting close after trying since Nimrod? Why only now are the scriptures being fulfilled, just as the King James Bible has predicted? And Revelation, we can see it coming out now. If they had control in end times events, if they wrote it in the Bible as their engineering, why not change it? Why do they have to go along with the Bible? Would it not be better for them to change what the Bible says so they show that they're in control? Yeah, but they can't. They have to go exactly like the book says. Because God will not allow them to change one iota of prophecy. He already knew what was going to happen anyway. He knew what they were going to do. No, they're not in control. And they had no college. So where did they get the knowledge from? From God, that's where. Why are they all trying to change the King James? If the Vatican created it, why even change it? Why manipulate? Why take scriptures out? Why take sentences out? Why take words out? Leave it like it is. But they didn't. Every Bible, 323 or whatever it is corrupted. All of them are. Except for the King James. They had to remove verses, remove words, change words. All kinds of things. Change the names of the Bible. Add to it. Take away from it. Invent disciples that, you know, didn't even write gospels. Only thing that's going to change it is the falling away of the church. That'll do it. And that's when God, remember the Dark Ages? I said God's word was put away. Remember that. The Dark Ages was horrific. The Vatican took advantage of it by murdering millions. It's called the, I think it was the Inquisition. When God's holy word came out, simultaneously, was not the explosion of knowledge also at the same time? Because Satan knew he had a short time now that the word of God was out on public. This is the big picture going on today. And the Illuminati began with their plan. The goals of the Illuminati began in the year 1400. Exactly that year, it's documented. And they put their plans to effect 25 years later, by the year 1425. And then to put to action in the first phase to colonize the North American continent was placed upon Columbus, who was an Illuminati, member of the royal family. That was his role, to go exactly where he's headed, the North American continent, to establish a diverse land, to bring together and focus on the United States as being that experiment. that Tower of Babel. But we're certainly not Babylon. Now, but my main point here is that Paul, well, actually, 40 authors of the King's Bible, man, they never went to college back then. They didn't have internet either. They were inspired by a great teacher, by God, that be Moses. Moses was inspired, was not only inspired, he was spoke to by God himself. We're talking Moses, make that parchment, get those animal skins out, start taking notes, son. 613 instructions later, he's got the word, the law, summarized in 10 commandments, written in stone by God's own finger. Man was under the law, harsh law, until the Christ, until Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, would come into existence and to birth, the only begotten Son of the living God, begotten because he's born of the Virgin Mary, not Immaculate Conception, but the Virgin Mary gave birth to the Savior of the world, but to die on the cross, but to rise again, as he'll do those who accept him as their Savior. And then those that walked with Jesus wrote as he spoke, wrote after, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, called Pentecost. I guess God didn't trust the memory. So he put the memory there. And they all speak the same. Different directions, whatever, but the Holy Spirit guided them because they were obedient. That's why I trusted him. Peter had a little trouble along the way, and Paul set him straight, long story short. But they never went to college. They weren't theologians. They were of all types, different types. They were pulled by the Word of God through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, and God speaking to man, Moses. That's how the book came together. Brought to you by King James. They were not from college. So those in college today, you have no scholars of the Bible today. The last scholars were the 47 that put together the King James Bible. And you can say, literally, I know some professors will probably get all ticked off at you, but you can provide evidence. Oh, yeah, you can provide evidence. This is not an opinion or some kind of sensational comments I'm making. I've got evidence. In 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote Charles Francis Potter, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism." Unquote. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. 1989, 59 years later, Georgia N. Geyer, syndicated columnist under the Clinton administration, member of the Council of Foreign Relations. She wrote, and I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities." That part of saying some Midwestern universities wasn't good enough for me. So Roger Kimball, I found through research also, an educator, said, and I quote, 1989, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical, as Marxist and humanist, menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. And 2 years before that, in 1987, 57 years after Charles Francis Potter, Herbert London, educator at New York University, declared, and I quote, "Strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote. That's the 1980s, late 80s. I'm going to stop there. I got many more quotes, Humanist Magazine, Bertrand Russell, the NEA Conference of July 84 has got some unbelievable comments. Chester M. Pierce from Harvard. Ashley Montagu talked to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California. Stated the American family structure produces mentally ill children. Family, do you understand what's going on in schools while you're working? Ever since education was in America. Y'all better wake up and come to grips with what's happening today. I don't give a hoot about what happened to Flight 370. It's over my head. Who knows what? Who cares? It's all manipulation. Whether something happened or not, that's in God's hands. Right now, we got something else to consider, and that's what about our children. Something else to consider. What about us as Americans? What about Europe? Praying for all people to come together is what it's all about. Martin Luther King had the right idea. JFK was going after him. Malcolm X, although I didn't agree with his theology or his political position, but he was against the Illuminati and the Freemasons as well. And Bobby Kennedy was going after the subversives. And that's why the Pentagon and Freemasons and Jesuits murdered all four of them. Warren Commission. That's a joke. Just like the 911 Commission, just to keep you all busy and tied up. They're even doing that now. We need another 911 investigation of the third building that crashed or whatever. Who cares? I mean, family, it was a Masonic sacrifice planned September 11th, 1966. The World Trade Center was planned to come down anyway through a Druid Masonic sacrifice of human beings. Masonic dedication of the World Trade Center was September 11th, 1966. Masonic dedication of the Pentagon was September 11th, 1941. Yeah, as it was. Now, I have said more than one occasion about the play they were going to make about jailing or arresting, impeaching all the bad guys that they've named. They're all bad guys, all of them, on both sides, the white hats, dark hats, black hats, and bald-headed. I don't really care. But they're all family, part of secret societies. Well, y'all forgive me, but I'm going to have to say I told you so. I mean, I don't like coming up with that. I told you so. Makes me seem like we're trying to sell a book or something. But I told you so. Here it is. May the 6th. Oh, that's today. Oh, that's pretty up to date. Quote, it has begun. Illuminati elite being jailed. Babylon falling right now. And here we go. Do y'all mind if I put the music on for a second, pull my feet up on the desk while I try to get me a pair of knee-high boots because it's getting deep in here. The deep-rooted corruption, they say, in our society, our governments, our world is coming to a head. That's quite the understatement. It's a time for Babylon to fall and let the arrest begin. What is the biggest bunch of chocolate pudding I've ever heard in my life? These people lie to my toes curl. It's disgusting, these people that write this nonsense. Absolutely disgusting. But I'll continue. Now, in a new development, Illuminati members are going to jail. One by one, arrests are being made. Members of the Illuminati being jailed as we speak. Millions are hailing this as a new revolution that will free mankind. Do you believe that? Is that just the beginning of the end? Will mankind avert the great tribulation and waltz in the new paradise earth set up by to free mankind? Or are we simply being controlled to do exactly as they have planned and allow room for the beast to be set up that all men will worship it? You must be the judge. unquote. Family is all placating. There's not one human being. There's one investigating group. There's not one law enforcement, federal, international, worldwide, doesn't make any difference, that's going to do these arrests. Oh, you may see them on TV. You may, I don't know, have names that pop up and there'll be suicides and they'll end up in some luxurious paradise down south somewhere. They'll have a casket or something to show they're there, but it'd be a lie. But I have said that this one called Maitreya, the false prophet, the Antichrist, whoever it may be, will come popping up out like a UFO thing going on, called externalization of the hierarchy, Alice Bailey, is going to happen. And when that does, the falling away will begin. The lie is that they've arrested Illuminati. No, it's the Illuminati with this facade placate to lead us up to the first seal to be broken. We're really close. It hadn't happened yet. But they need Babylon to fall that will bring on what the Bible says is Jesus Christ. You see what they've done? What they're doing is they've got the 90% of these so-called preachers in most every religion, especially in the United States, saying that Babylon's America. That's a lie. It's impossible for a colony of England, which we are. A corporation is not Babylon. And we're not even in control. The Vatican controls our presidents. The president, in reality, has no executive powers whatsoever. The facade is that he does. He does not. We're a colony of England. So is Canada, Australia, and British Israel. Our colonies of England today. So I don't think the United States is any Babylon. However, you need Babylon to fall. So they've got to demonize America, which won't be hard to do. They've got to crash us economically to say Babylon has fallen, and that will bring on the real false prophet and the real Antichrist, because that matches what the Bible says, but not fully. You see? Because the Bible says the Antichrist, Babylon, false prophet will fall, then comes Jesus, right? Well, they've moved that forward 3.5 years. That's why they say we got a river down here that turned red. We got fallen hailstones all over here. And your Bagleys and all these guys are coming up with, there's a 954-pound hailstone that fell in Croatia. Wow. Black birds are falling out of the sky. Earthquakes everywhere. We're already in the tribulations. Oh, baloney. Family, don't fall for this nonsense. The first seal will break when disclosure and the one called Sanand Emanuel will bring peace. Now that will be the first seal. The falling away and the man of sin will be revealed. And that leads us up to some goals of Illuminati. At the end of today, we'll cover the Antichrist. But I thought you would see that I've been, you know, I'm not saying, well, look what I told you, it's coming true. That's not what I want you to look at. I'm just trying to tell you that this is falling in line with their agenda. But it's also to rebuke it and correct it to show you where it really fits. Since when has a Warren Commission found the murderers of JFK? Since when did 911 really determine? Since when did any commission, except for the commission that investigated Butler's allegation that there was a military takeover of the U.S. government in 1933-34? That one found evidence. And also in Canada, there was one that I talked about yesterday. But they hid all those results. So what happened? They took control and hid them. Let me show you. Well, I'll give you a real life example. Now, some of you, my regular listeners, you've heard me do this before, but I want to give you a real life example. of what we're talking about. You can hear it yourselves. Tape of proceedings of how they hide things.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the church.
Now, that operation was Operation Northwoods. Failed. I could go ahead and play you, I won't right now, but I could play you a testimony, actual testimony, vintage 1934-35. You can actually see General Butler of the Marine Corps giving testimony of how he was approached by members of the military-industrial complex, or then Warren Commission, the War Commission's Board, War Industries Board, globalists, to lead a revolt against FDR, 1932-33. Offered him $60,000. He blew the whistle on him after a year of collecting information on his own to find out who's up to it. Well, he blew the whistle to Congress. But what General Butler didn't know, three-time Medal of Honor winner, Marine Corps general, wrote War is a Racket. What he didn't know was FDR was behind it to catch General Butler in the act if he'd had accepted money and set up a dictatorship to take over FDR with 500,000 World War I veterans. Butler fooled him and blew the whistle to Congress in testimony. But they were going to catch Butler in the act if he'd had done it and declare martial law and dictatorship and put Butler in jail or kill him. Butler didn't know that. God stepped in. It didn't happen. Butler died a year after he testified or so, a year or 2 years, no, 34, about 5 years after he testified, he died, 1939, 1940. Family's all been swept under the carpet. There's nobody going to be arrested in reality. It's to placate the public, to make you think something's being done. Don't be fooled by these people. Republican Party, Democrat Party, Libertarian, Libertarian, whatever it is, it don't make one lick of difference who it is. Rand Paul's a liar, just like the rest of them are. Family, Jesus Christ is the only one that you can trust, literally. But in the meantime, it's the 21 Goals of Illuminati. And they've been working on these for quite some time. Here's kind of my thoughts on this. is this. I have mentioned to you all before about the seven areas that Satan, the Illuminati, that the Vatican, the globalists, whatever you want to call them, the hierarchy, or control, seven areas. We have a fairly large chat today, so I'll quickly go over those areas just by the titles only. They control by experts, panels, committees, education, worldwide protocols, philosophy they've introduced into the colleges, which is an absolutely worthless course, unless you're a dopehead. Sorry, but that's how it is. Religions, all religions. Jesus Christ is not about religion. He's about salvation and redemption. He's a creator, not about religion. So education, philosophy, and religion have been controlled to divide people up and to bring in false doctrine to different degrees. Science, art, that means entertainment, paintings, dance, all this, rock and roll music, everything, harmony, beauty, and the arts, has its own agenda. It's called Ashram Rays. Politics and finance, under specialists, and each one has its own agenda, and have their own, and they're intermingled with each other. Family, this is what's been controlling the world since the dawn of time. Seven members of the hierarchy, six sub-members, making 49 total of these seven areas, have come up with at least 21-plus goals of the Illuminati, the Committee of the 300, passed down to the Round Table. The Round Table consists of the Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Illuminati in Europe, the Bilderberg Group, the United Nations, and the Council on Foreign Relations. That's the Illuminati in the United States. They sit around a round table, the representatives, after they've discussed the same objectives with specifics on how they're going to foment. This goes back, family, to, golly, 1776, the formation of the round table. It's talked about by Carol Quigley in Tragedy and Hope, 1921. And as they went along, 1973 was a trilateral commission. The Bilderberg Group, I think, is 1954. They form these groups and they join in on the round tables to get closer and closer to the New World Order by discussing objectives. For example, feminism was one. Rock and roll music was a Tavistock under the Royal Institute of National Affairs. It was rock and roll in the 1950s to be used to control people. You see how this works? How intricate that it really is? I've spent an inordinate amount of time researching this once I found out. I've been in the middle of it, in the shadows of the Illuminati, ever since I went in contracting, never knowing I was working kind of in the peripherals with them. I didn't have any clue until I got into Kosovo. And I still didn't until I got to the Congo in 2006 and 2007. I realized, well, I'll be darned. I've been in the shadows of this Illuminati all along as a subcontractor in anti-terrorism and places in Kosovo, Saudi Arabia, the Congo, and places I had no idea that I was working for them. And I realized the things I was doing on a certain level was part of their agenda. And I had no idea. So I realized when I started studying it then after 2007, I jumped into it both feet. And I've been doing it ever since. The goals of the Illuminati. One of their goals was to take control of education in America with the intent and purpose of utterly, completely destroying it. So by 1993, that was during the time of the Clinton administration, this full force effect of the policy became apparent and was then even more destructive as your primary and secondary schools begin to teach the outcome-based education. And then here comes along Bushy. Old Bush, who had a legacy of terror going back to his Samuel Bush great-great-grandfather, who formed the War Industries Board, the forerunner of the military-industrial complex, 1915. Same time that J.P. Morgan took over media interests in the United States, the same year. And education became so corrupted, history books became so messed up, that gave us our garbage we have today. Take control of education. Reagan, another Luciferian and should state actor. Charlotte Iserby confesses about how they've dumbed down her education. She has a massive book to confirm it. Everything I'm telling you, I can back up with evidence from researches I've brought up and have in my reference for my own education. It's been by design, family. They have, since the beginning, organized a worldwide terrorist apparatus to negotiate with terrorists, and they produce the terrorists that they negotiate with. They create them, negotiate with them, then they kill them. Or not. They're to penetrate and subvert all governments and work from within to destroy the sovereign integrity of the nations represented by them. Now, I've already talked about this in detail. A Canadian Commission investigation, 1924 to 1927, confirms it. Statements by Chris Holm, 1946-47, confirms the eliminating sovereignty within each government. The Illuminati and their protocols confirms that between 1873 and 1901, they had passed the knowledge on the agenda to show the worthlessness of all governments, to show how all governments are rotten. Well, if they're rotten, that's the thesis. The antithesis is, we have a world peace for you. Oh, we like that. Oh, we thought you would. The synthesis is, you accept it. It's called the dialectic. So they subvert the governments. Then they show you how they're subverted. Say, we have a solution for you. And that's how they work it. They were given the full support to supranational institutions like the United Nations, the IMF, which has your birth certificates, and you're traded on the stock market, by the way. The IMF. Your birth certificate goes to the IMF. Do you know that? Anyway. The Bank of International Settlements, the World Court. They even have an Earth Constitution designed now. They make the local institutions less effective. They phase them out or bring them under the mantle of the United Nations. You want evidence on that? Look up executive order, for example. Just one example. Executive order 11647, signed by Nixon, February 12th, 1972, 73. And that order, in 1972-73 time frame, effectively divided the United States into 10 regions. One governor assigned for each region, and one UN regional administrator assigned to advise the governor of these regions. He was planning a military coup with General Cushman of the Marine Corps, who was another boob. They're all secret society members. Family, it pains me to say that because I'm a former U.S. Marine. But I don't like being lied to. Not one little bit. Too many soldiers and veterans have died in Arlington to be lied. Somebody needs to expose this nonsense. Executive Order 11647 was signed February the 10th, 1972. And then to further it, Nixon signed Executive Order 11731, July 23rd, 1973. The 50 states is not aware, the Americans are not aware that our 50 states have been operating under internationally altered concepts ever since 1972. Nixon didn't take us off the gold standard. FDR did. President Nixon signed these two executive orders that overlaid a transitional world government framework and balkanized the United States. It was to eventually eliminate our states. So they're going to show how evil, worthless the federal government is, which isn't hard to do. That's where BLM comes from. That's where the Bundy Ranch. That's where it goes back to even Kent State. It goes back to all these to show how worthless the government is. So then eventually, through the decades, the states will be promoted to secede again. And once they secede, then they'll be put under UN administration. You states don't know that, do you? Yeah, I bet you don't. So you play right into it. I thought these lawyers and legislators are supposed to be smart. Or are they under a blood oath by Freemasonry? I wonder. In any case, he limited and staffed 10 standard federal regions. The intent was to eventually eliminate our states and replace them with a regionalized world government management agencies. And you know, 30 years after it was signed in 2002, the military teeth was introduced into the managerial regions as President George Bush plastered the militarized Homeland Security Agency. And this into each state in the 10 federal regions, by the way. So HSA inherited the network of FEMA. Now, I did my research. Go look up FEMA Transition 2009. And you'll find a disaster plan that is encompassed entirely and perfectly the 10 regions that Nixon signed in 72. It's confirmed, FEMA Transition 2009 in the FEMA management system. It's the exact same copy of Nixon's executive order. That's not an accident, by the way. Now, the illusion is that the purpose of the Homeland Security Agency is to protect Americans from terrorism. Well, by the laxity of protecting these people from unrestrained illegal immigration, that is a lie, because they're bringing immigration in. That's what Brewer was all for, Eastern Star Brewer. Perry and all the rest of them. It's to allow aliens to come in. We're aliens. The indigenous population of America was Indians and Mexicans, by the way. So we're no better. We made it our home. That's true. We were escaping what? Our ancestors were escaping in 14, 1500s. What? Yeah, being murdered by the Vatican. That's what. So one of the members of the Illuminati named Columbus led the way. He knew exactly where he was going. Oh, there's a big picture here. So, currently, going back some time, we can look back now and see the Homeland Security has, in turn, induced an invasion by sheriffs in the neighborhoods of the citizens. Why? Because a control system directly over the people is being erected for surveillance of the people in their homes. Neighbors reporting on neighbors, just another area adopted from Adolf Hitler. After all, we brought Hitler and 10,000 other Nazis to America in late 45, 46. Well, why not? Hitler was second cousin to Stalin. Second cousin to Churchill and second cousin to Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin, Prince Philip, whose three sisters married three Nazis, Roman Catholics. So don't Nazis stick together? Don't the Illuminati stick together? Yeah. So it'd be expected, wouldn't it? They brought the Nazis over to America. They formed the CIA. They also brought von Braun, and NASA was set up by Freemasonry to lead us into actually believing that space travel was possible, which therefore would give us the reason to believe that aliens exist. In comes Sananda Emanuel and the fallen angels as your hierarchy. Family has been set up since 1897. H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds novel. 1938, War of the Worlds broadcast by Orson Welles was planned, funded by Princeton University through Rockefeller Foundation as a psychological warfare experiment. The playwright that did Wizard of Oz did the script for Orson Welles to read over the air to test and see if we would believe, Americans would believe, that there was actually a landing of extraterrestrial origin. And boy, they did. Now you see how this thing's all set up, what the reality is, and all this is provable. There's no doubt about it. So it's not just Obama. Obama's following suit with all the other presidents that's failed in their New World Order. Nixon also signed Executive Order 11495 to effectively control all the federal departments. Bush signed John Warner National Defense Authorization Act in 2006 to suspend the Constitution by declaring a national emergency. There's nothing new here. It's a continuation of what Reagan did with Jerry Freeda and Oliver North. Family, it goes back to Lincoln. Oh, it goes back to Woodrow Wilson, that boob with Mandela House, who Woodrow Wilson says is his alter ego. That means he was possessed. That means he was mesmerized by a Satanist by the name of Mandela House. He had family members still in the CFR all along the line. You see. So the terrorists, Al-Qaeda, was created by the Illuminati, by the CIA, Mossad, MI5, MI6, as an alternate, fictional, alternate enemy. Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, is controlled by our governments. Now you understand. Fictitious alternate enemies contained in the conclusion of the Iron Mount Report, Section 7. It's right there. Fictitional alternate enemies, Nazism, fascism, communism, all controlled by the Vatican, created by the Vatican, promulgated by the national intelligence agencies to make it look like we have enemies that they control. Are they enemies? Sure they are. But they're controlled by the Illuminati. Terrorists, religion. Religion is being created to lead you away from Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to get around to it here shortly. You all listen carefully because these are complicated. I'm trying to simplify them. But then as I'm speaking, as I'm talking, think in the back of your mind, those of you that are have been following the news for a long time, think of the articles, because they have to print what they're doing. They have to tell you the truth before they do it. You see, God requires his prophets to tell us what's going to happen. You think it would require less of the prophets and the plans of Satan? No. He requires them to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. That's the purpose of controlled opposition. And one of their goals, you're going to find this really, really curious. And one of their goals was to bring about the end to all industrialization and in production of nuclear-generated electric power what they call the post-industrial zero-growth society. To eliminate production of nuclear-generated electric power. Now, I find that very curious, and I'll tell you why. Because in their plan that goes back, gosh, decades and decades and decades before the Manhattan Project, I've got listed in front of me right now 40 of the objectives of the Illuminati written in one of their textbooks. And part of their plan, number 30, on page 299 of Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz, number 30 of the 40 plans of how they're going to help American, or help, excuse me, help the world, says, and I quote, to use atomic energy to build a new civilization, the new and better world, and to create the finer, more spiritual conditions. Really? Well, did anybody tell you that they're going to create the Manhattan Project and destroy Nagasaki and Hiroshima and come up with Fukushima and come up with 900 tests in Nevada? They tell you about that, maybe? Or these fallen angels, or, excuse me, I'm sorry, aliens or ascended masters? Are they just plain dumb? Or they have no collective knowledge? Somebody made a boo-boo here. Now they want to use algae farms. They want to bring in solar this. Why did they do that in the first place? Free energy. What happened there? They forget or something? These time travelers or aliens, did they make a big mistake? Or is this just the bad guys did this? Am I being facetious? Absolutely. To point out to you the absurdity of four-star generals that's supposed to have some kind of IQ, or scientists that's supposed to have some kind of physics degree out of Harvard, I don't know, are just dumb as rocks. Or are they just following along with a secret society requirement? Somebody made a mistake here. Because now they're going to bring about the end of all industrialization and production of nuclear energy-generated power. And over here they say, well, we're going to bring it to you. Here they say, we'll get rid of it. How about somebody making up your mind here? Or are we all just being fooled? Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. They're going to encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs. Marijuana, making people be led to believe by their minions that has helped me with my cancer. It's helped me with this, helped me with that. And the government has it illegal. That's going to make you want it, isn't it? Uh-huh. And once they legalize marijuana, it's in, from then on, all drugs will be legalized. And they're going to start releasing felons that's under conviction of marijuana. Also, you see what they're up to? Oh, there's a lot going on. So you're going to push to legalize marijuana. Now, marijuana is a drug. Marijuana, natural or not, was used, marijuana and other peyote and whatever, in the peace pipes. Because they knew, and the Indians knew, that when you smoke that peace pipe going on, right? Water pipe, we call it today. You know, it kind of makes you, whoa, man, philosophy is easy. Yeah, man, I'm really a good philosopher when I have about three or four of these hits. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Not me. I drink moonshine, but drugs are never touched, except ibuprofen. But I see what it does. And the drugs are designed, whether it's natural or otherwise, to reduce the consciousness control of your body, which allows possession of your body by demonic entities. That's exactly what it's for, and they're not telling you that. So they want you to want to make it legalized. Once it's legalized, people are going to jump on it. And they've got this electric cigarette thing to freebase nicotine. And watch what they're going to do. Watch this. This is so genius. So once they legalize marihuana, right, you're going to have your own water pipe electronically. Whoopee! Now you're really going to have fun on the highways. And if you're flying a plane, good luck. Let me know when you're up there so I'll stay in my house or find me an underground bunker somewhere when you're flying around freebasing marijuana on one of those water cigarette things. Okay? Huh? You see what they're up to? I know how these people think. It's very simple. They think ahead. But their thinking ahead is not with their head, because God's going to squish their skull to those that are led into the great tribulation. That's nothing but judgment on them. And it's coming. It's called the first trumpet. And let me tell you, baby, they're not hearing them today. That's a made-up electronic ELF transmission trumpets they're hearing. It's all designed to fool people and practice. All people hearing I heard the trumpet sounding, all this stuff on the YouTube and all this nonsense that YouTube's killing people. It also helps us distribute information, but I tell you, they're using it both ways. It's never-ending battle. This should not be a surprise. To bring about depopulation of large cities, and this was a trial run of depopulation in a violent manner, was Pol Pot regime in Cambodia, orchestrated by the Jesuits and the Illuminati through the CIA, State Department. We've murdered more people than you can even begin to fathom in your worst nightmare. Your minds cannot even fathom this, cannot grasp. Under the guise of fighting for freedom. Edward Bernays came up with that. Family, we've been lied to for so long. But, through it all, some people have been saved. Through it all, it gets us closer to the end times. And through it all, closer to when Jesus Christ is returning. That's what I see. But going back to the 21 goals of Illuminati to bring about depopulation. Now, I got something extra to say on this. Pol Pot's genocidal plans were drawn up in the U.S. by one of the Club of Rome's research foundations. You heard me mention about the Club of Rome a little while ago, didn't you? It's overseen by Thomas Enders, a high-ranking State Department official. It's also very interesting to note that the committees under the wanted to reinstate Pol Pot at that time period. One of the goals of Illuminati was to suppress all scientific development except for those deemed beneficial by the Illuminati. Hence, that's why they murdered Nikola Tesla and others that come up with ideas. That was too soon for the time of the Illuminati. They tried to buy it off of the hydrogen generator where you use water for fuel. Other kinds of devices that were bought under patent. And if they didn't sell, then the Illuminati killed them. Especially targeted as nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. What they hate is the fusion experiments that were being conducted and scorned by ridicule by the Illuminati and the controlled press, fusion torch to blow out limited natural resources right out the window, use water as fuel through hydrogen device, conversion device of some sort. Back in the 90s, they killed the man that designed it. Depopulation. There's a plan. 1973. Kissinger, Alexander Haig, two of the most evil men also, come up with a depopulation plan in SSM 200 as promoted by the Club of Rome. And another Luciferian by the name of Billy Bob Carter. I threw that Bob in there just for the heck of it. Billy Carter, Global 2000. Let's just call it what it is. The mass murder of Americans and the world to reduce the population. Do you think that's out of whack? Do you think that's being just too scary? That I'm going overboard? Well, let's ask the National Security Advisor of, Lord, how many administrations, his version of it. Administrator to help form CIA, help form Al-Qaeda. Let's see what he has to say about it.
For the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
That's from a bigger, longer speech. Well, there you go. I mean, slam dunk. Zbigniew Brzezinski, National Security Advisor, going back, how many administrations? Illuminati. They want to weaken the moral fiber of the nation to demoralize workers and the labor class by creating mass unemployment. Detroit was targeted as a test case. Dearborn, Michigan was targeted as a test case. How long would it take to destroy these countries, these industries in Dearborn and Detroit? And to set them up under the cover to be a Muslim stronghold for Islamic fundamentalists that's trained down in Gitmo under the guise of being tortured. They're actually being mind-washed, set up to hate Americans, and then allowed to leave, come through Mexico, helped by the immigration, end up in Dearborn or Detroit to position themselves for mayhem when the time comes to do it. Now, I've really summarized that. Now you got it? Gitmo down in Cuba wasn't there to punish terrorists. It was to make terrorists that the Bush administration was going to infuse in America to set up for the Al-Qaeda attack that's coming. Oh, yeah. Brzezinski helped form Al-Qaeda, too. All this sounds crazy, but if you do the research, you'll find this to be true. Well, let's see what she's got to say. I'm curious about this, aren't you?
We also have a history of kind of
Hillary
moving in and out of Pakistan. I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work. And it was President Reagan, in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen, and that's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam so that we can go beat the Soviet Union. And guess what? They retreated. They lost billions of dollars, and it led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So there's a very strong argument, which is it wasn't a bad investment to end the Soviet Union, but let's be careful what we sow because we will harvest. So we then left Pakistan. We said, okay, fine, you deal with the stingers we've left all over your country. You deal with the mines that are along the border. And by the way, we don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, we're sanctioning you. So we stopped dealing with the Pakistani military and with ISI, and we now are making up for a lot of lost time.
Now, she tells three-quarters truth, but lies, as they all do. Well, the other part, let me fill in for the lies. Number one, we're still working with them. We trained them. We're still working with them. Always have. Mossad works with them. MI5, MI6, CIA, all of them work together. And I'm going to give you the details right quick-like. You see, not having learned any lessons from the sequel to the policy of encouraging fanaticism and pan-Islamism in Afghanistan, despite the humiliation inflicted on us in Somalia by the WHOM. The WHOM is it's another organization with the Houthi, the Harkat al-Mujahideen, and the Harkat al-Jihad al-Islami, and the Lashkar el-Tumba, L-E-T, we worked with. And so the HUM, H-U-M, I just described in 1993, the CIA asked the ISI, Pakistani intelligence, who helped murder Banut Bhutto, which he announced on the Frost interview that in 2007 that bin Laden was already dead, killed by Omar Sheikh. Yeah, they had to kill her because she was spreading the news. See, bin Laden was killed way before 2007. She confirmed it on TV interview. ISI and CIA murdered Banir Bhutto about 2 months after the interview. Let's get down to it. The CIA asked the ISI to actually divert part of their dregs, terrorist of the WHOM and the Houthi, to Bosnia. And that was to assist the Muslims there in their fight against the Serbs. And we already trained in 1989 Milosevic at the CIA in the State Department in New York. To be a banker? No, to be a leader under the Illuminati. He was a Freemason, too, by the way. And so in 89, 1990, we sent him back packing to help set up his continuation of Hitler's agenda, going back to the 1940s, to target the Serbs. After all, Hitler, through the Ustasha in the Roman Catholic Church, Ustasha, murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians between 1941 and 1943 in Croatia at the concentration camp Jasanovic. Oh, also 60,000 Jews and 26,000 gypsies were murdered by the Ustasha, Roman Catholic troops and mercenaries in that one concentration camp. They're trying to get kids today. Another article that says that in the class, they're trying to get the kids, this is like within the past couple of days, to discuss the Holocaust, that it didn't happen. These schools out here are so evil. It disgusts me. Anyway. So back in the CIA asked the ISI, Pakistani intelligence, to divert part of their dregs to fight against the Serbs. It's a continuation of Hitler's agenda. So now here's what really happened. This transfer to Bosnia from Afghanistan, there was never a fall of the Soviet Union. They just changed the name. Reagan lied. Gorbachev Foundation, Gorbachev, a New World Order adherent like Reagan, played America for a fool. The Soviet Union just morphed into what it is today. There's no fall of the Soviet Union. There's a lie. The transfer of these 10,000 Mujahideen to Bosnia now, after Afghanistan, was funded by Saudi intelligence. The arms and ammunition to them was given by the Iranian intelligence, and the leadership and motivation was provided by serving and retired officers of ISI and the Turkish intelligence. The CIA was pushing it. They were pushing it. Everybody participated. Omar Sheikh, the man who killed bin Laden in 2001, Omar Sheikh, he was masterminded the kidnapping of Daniel Pearl. You know, Daniel, Wall Street Journal? He did. He had his jihad inoculation in Bosnia, just as bin Laden did in Afghanistan, through the CIA. Except bin Laden wasn't playing along with him. He said, hey, I didn't do bin 911. They said, oops, we got to kill him. So Omar Sheikh killed bin Laden in 2001, December. From Bosnia, they were diverted to Kosovo by the CIA, and thereafter again left in the lurch after they did our hatchet job in the Balkans. I know for a fact. I was in Kosovo, 1999-2004, as security manager, Eastern Region of Kosovo, working for the OSCE, same organization had those guys kidnapped in Ukraine. I worked for these same organization in Kosovo, and I was friends with Russian intelligence. They provided me intelligence, and I provided them with as much as they wanted, because Americans wouldn't provide me nothing. The State Department wanted me out of there. I tried to brief the State Department with unsolicited reports, and it got me fired. I did it anyway, though. That's just the way I am. I deal with it. I don't care. I wanted help because I had to be there. I was responsible for 300 internationals in my region. I had five regions, had five regional offices, and I was responsible for all five. I work with whoever I have to protect the people I have to protect. Be damned the rest. I'm there to protect people. I'm going to protect them any way I can. I'll improvise whatever I have to do. Well, I did. I worked with Carabinieri. I worked with UN security personnel under the table. I worked with lieutenants and captains in the U.S. Army that snuck me reports under the lurch. I worked with Russian intelligence that provided me info, and I gave them info I knew from case officers that went out in the area, and I kept track of all the terrorist camps on my own, hidden away from the administrators. They wouldn't want me doing that. So I know in Macedonia, when the NLA, National Liberation Army of the Albanians there in Macedonia, that I'd warned the State Department was going to start terrorist action, and they did just like I told them. In Macedonia, I tracked their terrorist camps, their activities, because I had informers on my side. And one night, in a place called Arashevo, the Macedonian forces were closing in on the Albanian terrorists. We were keeping track of it. And you know what happened? As the Macedonian forces were advised with MPRI, an American advisory group out of Virginia, contracted by the government, advising the Macedonian forces on anti-terrorist activity and actions. They were there with them, marching in to go after the Albanian terrorist in Arashevo. And there's a slight hitch, though. MPRI had 17 MPRI members with the terrorist also at the same time. Oh, that would have been really embarrassing, wouldn't it? And so they had to call for assistance that night quickly from Camp Bonstil, in my region, by the way, to bring in helicopters to pull them out of there before the Macedonian forces closed in on them. Would that have been embarrassing? And when they got to the terrorists that night, no problem. They put them on school buses and sent them back to Kosovo. I happened to work with the MPRI guy in the Congo when I worked as a project manager for State Department Intel Project. When I was in Congo, 2006 or 2007, I, as a partner, a contract with the MPRI. I thought, whoa, isn't that a hoot? Oh, yeah, buddy. Family, I need for you all to know what you all are dealing with. And I got the details. And all I'm doing is just providing it to you. That's all. I go my happy little way off. The idea of the Illuminati and the 21 goals is to weaken the moral fiber of the nation. That began in 1950, 1960, in a four-phase project. The youth of the land will be encouraged by means of rock music, drugs to rebel against the status quo, undermining and eventually destroying the family. And in regard, the Committee of the 300 commissioned the Tavistock Institute to prepare the blueprint on how it was to be achieved beginning in 1950. So to keep people everywhere from deciding their own destinies, their mode of operation is means of one created crisis after another and then managing each crisis. They'll confuse, demoralize the population to the extent that we're faced with too many choices. Apathy on a massive scale will result. And so that's where the Agency for Crisis Management is already in place. It's called FEMA. 1980. And they introduced new cults and continued to boost functioning, which include rock music gangsters such as Rolling Stones. Gangster group is favored by European black nobility. And all of Tavistock created rock groups, which began with the Beatles. Even America, unfortunately, they got a hold of Elvis Presley. He became a Hindu in the 1970s. That's why he was tortured in his life back and forth, because he had his Christian background conflicting with his being controlled by the Illuminati. Now, I'm going to stop here with that, and I'll have more tomorrow about the 21. I have something to talk about. I'll just talk about it, you know, this week and give you really examples of how this is actually happening. Now, you have coming before us every day, it seems, this one called the Antichrist. You didn't hear yet. But we're getting closer. And you know, the moment that Satan has long awaited for, he's tried many times for an Antichrist. His disciples have diligently labored, and that time's finally come. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about him right now. And then I'm going to go into it tonight at Bible study, 7:30. I'm going to go into part of the Antichrist continuation of today, tonight, and other Bible study subjects tonight. But in addition, I'm going to continue on and biblically speak about the Antichrist tonight in my Bible study at 7:30 tonight. And it will be on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. Oh, and by the way, to remind you that we're played with highportradio.net, highportradio.net. John Kirkler plays our broadcast and Bible studies, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He has sponsors there. He is growing, and he has three now towers that he wants to increase. So y'all up there in New York, New Jersey, pay him some mind. Tune in to him. Find out what his sponsors are and give him some help there, up there. I don't need anything for it except he graciously plays our broadcast. And also, KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network out in Colorado, Thomas plays a simulcast. That means at the same time. This Antichrist we're talking about here. That's my that was my advertisement you just heard. It was live. That's all I do is that advertisement. The conspirators are going to submit their power to one who will rise to the occasion. King Despot of the Universe, they're going to call him. They'll recognize him as their undisputed leader, and it'll be the first since the Tower of Babel that will have control. He'll be Satan personified, and he will have all the powers of darkness at his disposal. He'll come in as a good guy first to solve all our problems, bring world peace. And those of you that know the scripture, you know then to buckle up and pull on the full armor of God, because maybe it's coming down. Don't be fooled by all the prosperity talk and all that. You just get ready for that day when it's going to fall down. It's called the second seal, and that is the real World War III. It will not be Armageddon. Armageddon is 7 years off from any date when he establishes the first seal. These Hagees, all these others that come out here, we're in Armageddon now, and Armageddon's upon us. They even went to sleep in Bible college, or they're liars. Mark Blitz and the rest of them. There's no four blood moons. There's one. Revelation 6, verses 12 and 17. Talk about one, and you will not find four in the Bible. They can make it up if they want to, but they'll be liars. And I'm assuming they're lying because they're supposed to know what they're talking about. Therefore, they're being deceiving. Deceiving is a politically correct, say it. I sometimes am not politically correct. I call them liars. They need to be called out for what they are. Fooling tens of thousands of people. I find that disgusting. This man, the Antichrist, will be the Satan personified. He'll have all the powers of darkness. He'll be able to perform every sort of sign and wonder imaginable by supernatural, technological, whiz-bang, smoke and mirrors. He's the beast. Talked about in the first letter of John, the Antichrist. The last one. He'll remain in the background until such time his servants, the ones I've been talking about for the past 2 hours, will oversee the final phase. And you'll have tens of thousands of New Agers that'll appear on the world scene, fully organized and demanding that a one-world government be established for peace. This is where Wesak Festival comes in. I need to expose that this week, what the Wesak Festival is all about. This New Age religion goes back to Vovansky. That is the religion of the Antichrist. Islam will be brought to the forefront because that's where World War III is going to start. What will emerge out of that is a new world order, is the New Age movement. Order out of chaos. They will claim that this restructuring of the old order is necessary to deal with existing global problems. They already have the solutions outlined. And let's prevent any future catastrophes. This will begin the first seal. The media, then controlled as it's always been, will have full coverage of this drama that's coming out. And you know, most of the public today is unaware that this network has been organized specifically for this purpose years and years and years in advance, as I've been talking about for years myself. It'll look like there's a spontaneous democratic grassroots movement out of nowhere, held together by people with a common pursuit, the desire for world peace and unity. But under their direction, under their criteria, they say on the Humanist Manifesto, quote, they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. They deny the sanctity of individual human life. That's where euthanasia comes in. They deny the existence of absolute moral laws. That's why they're bringing a statue of the Baphomet, Satan, in Oklahoma. They deny the existence of a soul and the existence of a God, of God and the Bible. Do you not see this taking place? Every problem, no matter how small it is or fabricated it will be, will suddenly become a reason for why they need a world government. And the most convincing arguments they've already had set up since the Iron Mountain Report and before will do with the environment, global debt, world poverty, prevention of war. And we all say, Well, you got to get the tattoo on your arm, the digital tattoo, mark of the beast. A new world order, they will say, is needed because individual nations are no longer capable of dealing with those complex problems on their own. We'll help you. Give us your children. We'll do whatever it takes to help you. Now step in these chambers. Give me your papers, please. Yeah, you got my point. Now, we're coming to the close of this program. I'll continue on tonight at 7:30 to talk about this Antichrist and where he appears in the Bible. That would be appropriate for Bible study, would it not? On the evil to look for. Tomorrow, we will talk more about the goals of the Illuminati and their agenda in detail, and I give you real-life examples of how it's been taking place. Does that sound like a winner? And those that keep track, remind me what I've said. Because sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to talk about till 10, 15 minutes or 20 before the program. As that's always been. And I never have a script, and I just go through every how God touches my heart. That's just how it works. And trust me, I've had people visit me that sit behind me, they want to know how I do this. And I say, I don't know, man. I just sit here and talk. And I pull research out, and I use some of the research from here, and then I have my own knowledge that I've gathered, and it all comes together in the broadcast. And that is what I do and have since I started broadcasting. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back. But in the meantime, we've got 7 years of tribulation to go through. Don't let them fool you when they say it's been... That tribulation is not going to happen. That all sins are forgiven. Don't worry about it. That's a New Age baloney. That's not true at all. Not even a little bit. So, family, when you come out tomorrow also, go through TalkStream Live, that little green bar, and click it. If you want to come back to my website, you'll click the picture and it'll take you back in there. To my website. There's two clicks. One at the green bar. You can listen to me there if you like. Or just click the picture then. And step number two, and you'll come into my website. It does like a voting thing every hour. It lets me know if people are still listening. Because I got radical things to talk about. Scare some people, I guess. I have a description detail of the Antichrist and the false prophet from the Illuminati's own records. But the Bible tells you about the Antichrist in many different scriptures. And it ain't Obama. Is Obama or one of the others a fake Antichrist? Sure, it can be fake Antichrist. You need the fake Antichrist, fake Babylon, to bring on the real one. That would be your dialectic, would it not? That's what they're planning. This alien technology, this alien race is what they're coming up with. That will destroy all religion as you know it. It's designed to be destroyed. Only problem is they've linked Jesus Christ, the King James Bible, with religion. It's not about religion. It's about redemption, about your salvation. His holy word is placed in that book. 40 authors, 66 books, not 67, not 68, not 59, none of that. 66 total, inspired by God to man. Man wrote as he's inspired by God, not as he wanted to, but as God touched his heart to speak. Moses, by God. Disciples, by Jesus. Disciples and prophets, by the Holy Spirit. From the Creator himself, the man. Held at Antioch. Put in the Alps to the Dark Ages to hide God's word till man was ready for it. Rasmus comes along. 16th century, Tyndale, Wycliffe, still not complete. King James collects 5,000 documents, manuscripts, for a complete order of God's Word. The only one. Not the Geneva Bible, not Matthew's Bible, not the Great Bible, none of these. They're still incomplete, and they were an error. King James is perfect. Inerrant Word of God is proven over the days, the ages, the never been refuted. Tried, but all failed. Family, that counts for something. God made sure His Holy Word was preserved and delivered to you. Family, y'all have a great night. Know that you've won through Jesus. But we have to go through what's yet to come. And you're going to need the strength of the Holy Spirit to get through it. I wouldn't wait if I were you. Repent of sins. Take Jesus Christ as your Savior between you and Him and nobody else. Trust the Holy Spirit to guide you to accept Him. It's about you praying to God Himself through Jesus Christ. And He'll intercede for you. Renounce all your sins. This means you got to let go of pride and humble yourself before Him. No priest, no pope, no rabbi, no preacher. If they bother you, some of them I wouldn't go to anyway. Unless they promote the King James Bible and the true Word of God and repentance. And a lot of them ain't doing that now. David Wilkerson was the last one. All the others are turning. Saying you don't have to know the name of Jesus. Well, yeah, you do. Family, it's time to stand up for God through Jesus. It's time to stand up for Jesus and the true Word of God. It's time's coming. We're going to be sorely tested. I start now if I was you. Start making changes. Not to be a fan, but to be a follower of Jesus is what it's all about. Y'all have a good night. And I'll see those tonight, Bible study. We'll talk about the Antichrist and some other subject matters under Bible study. And there you go, 7:30 tonight. So join me tonight if you'd like. It'll also be up in archives. Archives on watchmanforjesus.com. So, good night. God bless. This is The Watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night. God bless. And when I sign off here, the program will continue on with its 24-hour loop. Signing off.